Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, big news this weekend out of European soccer. As I know, and I'm not even kidding. Big news as the Super League was announced, the formation of the Super League, which includes six Premier League teams, three from La Liga in Spain, and then three from Serie A in Italy. And it's a cash grab is what everybody's talking about right now. And UEFA has come out and FIFA have both had strong statements against it. And to kind of break it all down and see what it means to soccer, we bring on Mike Goodman, who covers soccer for CBS Sports. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Not too often we get sort of the mainstream coverage for soccer, so I'm always happy to come on.
Exactly. I mean, this is huge news because they're saying in 2023, 2024, they want to start the Super League. But there is big pushback, not just from fans over in Europe, but from UEFA as well. On the surface of this, how much of this power play that they're calling it is maybe just for show, or is this a real thing where you could see them truly splitting apart?
Yeah, I think for the first time, everybody seems to believe this is a real possibility that could happen. Every few years, there is a sort of a contentious negotiation between UEFA, who runs the Champions League in Europe, which is the competition for the biggest teams from across the various leagues, and those big clubs, right? The big clubs always want a little more control, a little more power, a little more money. And so it's a give and take with UEFA as they negotiate the format of the tournament, how many dollars go to, you know, which clubs, and all of that kind of stuff. And so every few years, this idea gets brought up. But this is the first time that major clubs across Europe have actually announced their intention to do it, that they've formulated plans, they've gotten funding, and, you know, sort of made this big splash. And I think there is some idea that this may be a bridge that you can't uncross once you've taken this step.
Okay. So they're serious. Super League.
Yeah, they absolutely mean business. Whether it ends up happening or not, there's going to be, you know, lawyers are going to get involved. Mm-hmm. UEFA and FIFA very much don't want this to happen because they don't want this kind of competition to be outside of their control. Fans don't really want this to happen because the idea that these clubs would automatically be in this Super League, this tournament every year, as opposed to having to qualify for it by winning in their own home country, is an anathema to what European soccer has always been. There's a big difference.
And you talk...
Go ahead.
Well, so you talk about how European soccer typically is. Can you explain, because one of the things that we were talking about before the show is relegation and how that plays a big role in clubs and their prolonged success and things like that. So how can you explain that aspect of the Super League?
Philosophically, the way these leagues all work is that if you win, you get promoted to a bigger division, and if you lose, you get relegated to a lower division. So every year, the three worst teams in, say, the Premier League in England get relegated out of the Premier League into the second division, and the three best teams from the Championship, the second division, get pushed up. Then, at the top of the top division, teams can qualify to be in the Champions League. If you finish in the top four spots in England, you get to go to the Champions League. And then you play in, you know, this is the biggest tournament in Europe, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't finish in those four spots, you don't qualify. And the next year, you don't get to go to the Champions League. What the Super League changes is that fundamental structure. Mm. What the Super League is set up to do is these 12 founding teams would automatically be in it every season, no matter what. And that's just very, you know, it's not that different from American sports, but it's very, very different than what's come before in Europe.
Mike Goodman is our guest. CBS Sports covers soccer, and we're talking about the Super League, where you've got 12 teams that are saying, hey, we're going to split apart from, you know, the Champions League or the Premier League and the leagues that they play in, La Liga and Serie A right now. UEFA has been kind of the ones, and they actually announced expansion of the Champions League today, or plans to do so. But they've kind of had the strongest statements where they're going to try to stop these teams from being the players being eligible for the World Cup. Is that something, like, how is it that they can say, no way, we're going to draw that line in the sand? And is that something you think FIFA would do with the World Cup, is say, sorry, we're not going to let Ronaldo or Messi play in a World Cup?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So the first point to look at is UEFA, right? They run European soccer. FIFA runs soccer all over the world. So in UEFA, for UEFA, all of the various leagues in the various countries fall under their purview. So the Premier League in England, Serie A in Italy, you know, La Liga in Spain, you know, all of these leagues. And so UEFA is saying right now, if you break off and form your own Super League, basically to replace the Champions League, we are not going to let you play in your domestic league either. If you want to play in the Super League, you cannot also play in the Premier League. Well, usually the way it works is you play in the Premier League and the Champions League. Mm. So it's a major change, and that is not something the clubs want. This is UEFA's power play in response. This is the thing that this is the punishment that they are threatening to mete out if these 12 teams don't back down. And can they do that? It's an interesting question. You know, there will be players involved. The various leagues obviously have something to say about this as well. It is really unclear how it all shakes out. Now, for things like the World Cup, that's FIFA's decision. And FIFA has been public about saying that they oppose the creation of this Super League. Would they take that step, and can they legally take that step? Then of saying that any player who plays in it is not eligible to play in the World Cup, I don't think anybody really knows how those contracts are drawn up and whether or not FIFA can do it and would like have the political will to do it. So a lot of what's going on right now is definitely posturing back and forth, and I don't really think we have a good grasp of how it'll all ultimately shake out.
So we may not have a good grasp, but it sounds like a lot of parties are moving, like, ready to move forward pretty quickly here. So as far as either banning clubs, banning players, or moving forward and starting the creation of this Super League, what is the timeline from here? Now that everyone has come out, the power plays have been played, what's next?
Things are going to happen fast. So next week is the semifinals of this year's Champions League tournament, and three of the teams that are in the semifinals are on this list of 12, you know, breakaway teams, right? So you've got Real Madrid, you've got Chelsea, and you've got Manchester City. And UEFA right now is threatening to just kick these three teams out of the competition this week. There's been one member of the executive board of UEFA who has said that he expects to have this to happen by Friday. So one way or the other, things are accelerating quickly. And we will know in the space of weeks how dramatically different sort of the soccer landscape in Europe is going to look soon.
How much are, you know, greedy Americans being blamed for this? Because I noticed that the board of directors here, you got five board of directors, and I look at John Henry, who owns Liverpool and the Boston Red Sox, the Joel Glazer, Man U, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Stan Kroenke, Arsenal and the LA Rams. How much is American sports and Americans being blamed for this one?
It does. It absolutely happens. There are absolutely a number of people who will take that stance. And I don't think I think that's not entirely correct, but it is certainly true that there has been a lot of investment in European soccer, not just from America, but from all over the world, for people who look at these clubs as investments as opposed to, you know, community trust, as they have sort of historically been. Now, that's not just Americans. And I think it's important to point out that, you know, you named three Americans who were vice chairs of the new Super League. The chairman of the Super League is Florentino Perez from Real Madrid, who has been a longtime owner of Real Madrid. So it is definitely part of the equation, but I think it would be unfair to throw sort of all of the blame at the feet of sort of greedy Americans.
Just most of it. It's fine. We'll take it. It's our fault.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time and thank you for kind of laying it all out there for us. And as this story develops, we'd love to stay in touch with you and hopefully catch up again with you soon.
And Mike, I will have to tell you, Dusty's embarrassed to ask you this question, but he's actually, you better watch out because he just started coaching his own soccer team. So this guy's trying to learn, what it's going to take to get to be a Super League coach. Yeah, so I need you to give him the 411. What is it going to take for him to go from coaching 6-year-old girls soccer to Super League?
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.